Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. For those of you who know about the shows, we have a wonderful day today. This is Psychic Jethro doing Living in the Psychic Realm. I welcome all you fans that are contacting us and wanting to get in to listen to this show. I'm going to be marketing it out and sending it out to a lot of people concerning a couple of things that we've got going on. We've got a very serious situation with something that's making the elderly and other people sick, and we've lost people, the coronavirus. I would like to discuss that with some of you, and let's put our faith together in our light. We as individuals have been able to handle these things. We know that we need to wash our hands right now using anti-sanitizers and to be more cautious and careful in our travels and a area to put ourselves in risk of danger if you were to contact it. What I want to talk to some of you about is I have had the best response with those of you who are using the phone readings, using other means. We're very busy right now, and this is a good thing. I do encourage those of you to still, unless you're feeling sick or you're having something, to make sure you're still doing your spiritual things. Cleanse your hands. Do the work. You know, we don't have to always physically touch people to do a salutation. You'll see people say, I love you, I bless you right now. I'm not feeling, you know, and it's okay. We don't want to turn ourselves into a fear. With individuals that are out there, we need to pray and work with our own spiritual enlightenment. For those who've caught it, I feel so sad to witness and see some of it. You know, those of you know with Psychic Jethro, I do not watch a lot of TV and television. But even so, it's being brought to me and brought out for it. And I want all of you to really feel and know what we're doing here. The good example is we always do the one with our Lord and the work of the energy. And I want to talk a little bit about that today. We want to talk to those of you that are calling in. You know, the new phone number is 914-205-5362. And the website is www.psychicjethro.com. I've had a lot of individuals. We are not doing that gonewild.com website. So please be careful if you go there. You won't get any information. That is someone else's is working with that, and I'm speaking with them. We'll keep you updated as that goes on. But that leads you to actually an organization who's doing travel somewhere else. So those of you who know, you can always contact us. Type in our names. Patty Negri has always been there, and those of you know her by that name, I've had you guys with Jethro. Type in Psychic Jethro in your Google box. You'll come up with where we are. Those of you know, I've done some transferring, and since the Gone Wild show, I now live and reside in California, in Alameda. I see people at my office, and I still do that. And this is why it's part of this show today and part of why I'm working with you individuals. If you are feeling physically sick, then contact on the phone. Those of you know, I'm going to help you. I've decided to take a very strong stand in this. My spiritual belief and my beliefs are that we are cautious, and I always have washed my hands from being from restaurant. You wash your hands anytime you do anything, anytime you touch something. Those of you know the bad habit of smoking, that I was always doing that. You always wash your hands afterward because your hand and your mouth and your energy is putting energy towards you. I have the bad habit of it. I still pray and work every day on making sure that I live in a clean, free space. We don't in this country. How many things have been put out there? There's a lot of conflict, and I know a lot of opinions. A lot of you are writing me. I stay out of the political of it. I do know that it's out there. I know that people have been hurt, and I pray so hard for those of you that are doing, you know, the work of trying to still, like me, help individuals regardless. I do have a pretty good schedule, so you have to go online there and hook in to that. That means connect up to the psychicjethro.com, go down to schedule an appointment. It's all there, the times I'm available. I do it all online, so I want to make sure. So we want to look at doing the Dear Lord, you are the just judge, holy and true. You are the most high God. You give us life. You hold power in your hands. You're the mighty one from God who carries the world and is ruler of the earth. You, O most blessed one, are the giver of life. You are only good things. In you is mercy and love. In you is health of the nations. In you is freedom of worry and freedom of pain. We want to talk about that a little bit because those of you who are discussing this, you know that it's there. Don't go to your church facility if you're having things that are making you feel sick. You're feeling out. You're doing things. You have been around someone, obviously, who was contacted, and it's verified. But please don't run from your spiritual church right now. Now is when we need to be really getting together. You think of it this way. You look at outside the box for a spiritualist. We need to come together. When we come in the masses, miracles happen. Don't let this do it. There are prayer groups out there, and for those of you who have gotten sick, there's things out there to help you with it. We're not letting you be let go. What we're doing is we're working with you. Those of you calling in, the 914-205-5362. Great. Got some listeners coming in. We're going to do some reading here. I know some of you know with my ability, I drowned as a child and came back with this ability and have been helping individuals so long. This is important for us in light to be praying for our fellow brothership. This is serious, whether it be politics, whether it be an accident, whether it just be unfortunately some mishap that this virus has grown. We had this with the Hong Kong flu. If you look back in history, we have predicted and seen these things coming in. We need to calm down, feel our Father, and work with that light and a spiritual involvement that we are there. Those of you know that I have been going to the church, and I do go. If you text me or you contact me, you need some prayer, I'm here for you at 928-284-0437. I cannot go to everyone's houses. I'm sorry right now because of it, only because I have so much of a busy schedule. I work, I go to school, I do the readings, I do the radio, and in my other part, I do my spirituality. So I have had to delegate where I could spend my time wisely. I do encourage those of you who are experiencing a lot of nervous or anxiety or work, get to a counselor. It's normal to feel these kind of emotions when we have something that is way out there that is causing this havoc. You know, it's not your energy at all. It's the other part of what you've got going there. And they said that you're not supposed to be concerned so much with what's happening, but more concerned with how you can help stop and eliminate this. This is not, you know, anything that hasn't happened before. The difference is what we've got going on is that we've also became more enlivened and more work together. I'd like to take a minute here. We're going to get ahead. And those of you who are on Facebook, please contact me over here. Come on over to the room. Click the website number. Come on into 914-205-5362. There's a couple of us over here, quite a few now building. And we're talking. We're working on it. We're sharing a brothership of light. That's the thing we want to do. I'm going to go ahead and play that song you guys all like. This is a 1940s blues. You will hear the lady's voice before. It's Gary Wimmer's song. It's from his band. And we're going to play that and the love song for some of you that are out there getting ready to talk about psychic love.
Sweet sounds of the 60s. Thank you.
Beautiful. My hat off to you, Gary Wimmer. What a beautiful song. Those of you who know Gary Wimmer, a little bit of history here, is one of our Gone Wild people who did the Lismacy book. It's a book that's one of the first books that was ever written about how to read just with regular stones and other dimensions. Gary had an accident and went over to the other side and was able to come back. The grace of light brought him back to be a spiritual enlightener for all of you. He was always musical, and you can see there that was just beautiful. We thank you, Brooke, for introducing that song, his wonderful lady friend. Those of you tuning in, let's get it going. I know you've got the reading power. I love you too, Selena. They're telling me that we've got to look at some of these stuff. So those of you that get a little nervous, my name is Jethro, and what I do is I get really high energy. So I'm going to be a little faster and a little wild. You sent me your picture, and you want to be known as Miss Secret Admirer. Secret Admirer from TC. TC, Secret Admirer, I see from looking at your picture here, you have a new energy coming in with your relationship. It has been something that is trying to happen. I'm seeing a tall man. I see a red-haired man with light skin. I see him. You've known him for quite a few years, and I do feel that he wants the interest, but I don't feel that you actually knew what to do. There's something complicated because this man is married. I see very married on his energy, meaning what I see is he's consummating, he's having intimacy with his wife, he's also living in the same house with her, but he's also out looking and handling other situations. Meaning to you, Secret C, I would be very cautious. Your guides is what's making this other happen. You write me that things have been odd. You went to a restaurant and things were spilled in his lap. Things went really awkward and he got very awkward. No, it's not what he said. It's not his wife. It is the higher power telling him to calm down in that area and think with his head about, you know what I'm saying, Mr. Come on now. You're writing me really fast and I see you got upset, but you want me to tell you to go and be with this other person's man. I would wonder and ask myself, why has he continually through the years had this interest in you and now all of a sudden acting it out? He needs to be clean before you get with him. If you go with what I'm seeing with your energy, I know and I understand. Just stop texting and let me go for a minute. Let me read you instead of you trying to tell me. I'm not going to read that. I'm going to read your picture. And what I'm going to explain to you is this man wants to play. If you choose that, then you can choose that. You have free will. That's why you keep saying that you were allowed to be around him. Of course you were allowed to be around him. God gives us free will. He is also a test for you in the fact that if he really loves you and he knows all these things that you are saying and not, that also should say that he knows that you've been hurt. You've been put through enough. You don't need another person trying to get close or intimate or with you until they are clean. There needs to be some kind of separation there. There needs to be, the wife needs to be informed that he's not in love with her anymore, because I don't see that from the two pictures. Now, if I'm corrected, if this picture was taken years ago with him, then I apologize. But the two pictures you sent me, I stand strong to say. You send me the most recent picture, and I'll give you the most recent reading. You asked for him to be your person. You're asking the guides to do it. They're giving you that energy. So I do feel that you, and when I can see here, you are very interested. I do feel you're a little bit, it's all right to see someone. He could be a good role model. I had friends who had beautiful wives and girlfriends and lovers, and I saw in them things that they did for their men or my friends, and I wanted that. I didn't want to be jealous I felt that I didn't understand why I had not got that in my life. What I did was I implemented those things to a higher power. Those of you who know what I'm talking about, we empower ourselves every day we put our prayer. There is a way to do that, to sit down, write it out, and ask the archangels to bring me that spiritual love, that person that is actually there. You don't want something that is not unhooked from another person because they keep going back. Then you have this back and forth. I can tell you this man is not done with this relationship with this woman. Now, if that means that they have to karma. Hello, and everyone, that was intense, and I obviously we know what that relationship, how that went. We're going to go ahead with a couple of others. Go ahead and contact me. We do have some shows coming up later with some individuals who will be coming on with their books. If you have an item out there and you have some really good product that you'd like us to promote here on the show and through the websites and some of the things that we have over here, please contact me. This is Psychic Jethro. We're having a great time. We've had a couple of calls in already, and we're going to go ahead and go back to those of you on the board. I do realize they're having problems. Just stay with the show. You never know. What I want to tease you about and have a little bit of fun with here for a minute, we're going to go back for a memory. Those of you know, there is no PsycheSconeWild.com website anymore, but here's a piece of that energy as we go back.
Hey, I heard you want a wild one. Ooh, if I took you home, I'd be a home run.
And that's what I feel for you, Miss Dissy. If you did that, that's what he's doing, and I will stay with that. Any energy, we will seal. Going on with Tara McConnell. Tara McConnell, you're writing me over here, and you're asking me to look at your energy. What do I think about your abilities and your work? Looking at the top of your head and the energies in the relationship, I see that there is not just a lot of strength there, but I feel that you need to remember what you were also told as you were getting growing through, not the scary parts of what this was with the church and the faith, but actually the feelings of what you had with your own family experience of your mother's ability and how she was able to work with this and handle this. Sometimes individuals, and unfortunately used to be accused of other things, if it is something you're hearing voices, then you're hearing voices. But if it's something that's telling you spiritually that you're able to go and do this, do enjoy the fact of being your ability and working out. Those of you know, we don't have a chat room today because we're just on the phone. We're talking about and working together for the fact of making sure that we have it, and we've shut the chat room down. There was just too much conflict, and we had a little bit of break in reading. For those of you still listening, it's Psychic Jethro. Here we go. I want to thank you guys in Taiwan, the friends there. We're putting our prayers together for you and working. Please stay safe and during this time. Any of my friends that are here, we've had a couple of talking here. They said people were quarantined, and we're really trying to make sure we contact. You will be getting either an email or a text from me or something. We want to make sure you're safe where you are. Please keep me notified if anything happens so I can put you on my prayer group. I want to make sure that we're helping you here. Those of you know Alameda, we've got a new circle. It's on 7 p.m. Wednesday nights, and we've added it to our Friday night. So those of you who want that psychic circle, come feeling well and able to come in. We will be helping those with you in the light. Make sure that you're getting what you need to have happen. We thank all of you. And the song that we began with today was How It Began by Silent Partner. For those of you tuning in, How It Began. We've got another situation here, a little bit of another reading. Those of you tuning in, you know where you can send those pictures to me, and I read them over the radio only. So if you send it to me, you won't get read until you listen to the radio show, 914-205-5362. So all of you that are contacting in, I do help those, but obviously I want you to listen to my word and out. I will give you the reading if you will contact the radio show. We're looking at Jenna Kea. Jenna Kea wants to know about her move and her other work. When I look at her picture, I see that this is not a good idea. They're telling me that you have been asked to fight for your relation. No, it's to fight for the relations that you have, and those are why they want you to do that. They don't want you to be stuck. They want you to be able to enjoy it. Those of you tuning in, this is Jethro. We've got to go through. I want to tell you a couple of the websites. We know PattyNegri.com. We know Pamela Cummings. We know Psychic Jethro. There's a nun that I want to see if you know. It's called WeFindOurWay.com. WeFindOurWay.com. That psychic is Jan Drake Bakke. Yeah, you guys know what you're talking about. You want to get a hold of her and you want that reading, contact that one because that's the one that's going to get you in there and help you with it. You don't want to be out there worried or having stress. You want to be on there having that reading. So get a hold of us. There's a lot of different readers. No, I do not adhere to the psychic we will call San Leandro's Magic Girl. I do not feel that you should be doing bad intent to others, and I feel that, you know, I would like to have those of you come forth, give me some kind of contact. I would like to have someone look into the fact that she's using scare tactics to get her readings. That's not good. So I am warning out there, those of us in the Bay community, be careful. They are out there. I've had two experiences last week alone of people who've been to see this person and came to me. If someone is telling you their spiritual family, they have to save them and give you lots of money, or they're telling you that there's something going on and you need to put extra finances together so that they can do a special thing, always worry about that. They're light workers and they're out there helping you. That's a different thing. But, you know, you don't want to be worried. You want to be able to spiritually have that work. So you've got to say that. Speaking of earlier, the person that was on, I know, was a little distraught. She's been told by two others she's going to end up with this man, and now she's very hurt, and she is working out some of the other relationships, you know, on that. And they said that's why that happened to her. Is, you know, exactly what we're saying here. Don't go to the reader who just says what you want. Go to the reader who actually reads you. You know, there's the difference too. You know, you get into things and you become very strong, and you become, you know, working out in your way of what you're looking for, then you begin to do that. Those of you know, I'm typing at the same time I'm talking. I'm doing this all by myself because we've got things happening. We've got other people who want to come on. I'm very much welcoming you to come on, do a guest spot, do something you need. Don't let this get to you. I have someone writing me here about being pregnant. I can read for you, Jennifer, if you contact me. I can't read your text to see if you're pregnant. I have to see your aura. You look like you have good penmanship and typing. I can tell you that from your text, but I need to look at your energy to read that. I welcome all of you tuning in. We have a really good positive thing happening. For those of you know, we have worked out and handled other facilities. So those of you that are really taking a stand and defending it, work with us on it. Get a hold of those other people. We've had a lot of response to do it. So what we're going to do is we have a new name. I've got myself a new site that we'll be working on for those of you. Those of you who listen to this radio show, I'm trying this today. We're still having a lot of problem here, and I will contact the company after we get off. But I want you to go in and look at being interested of it. Send me your information. I send you this stuff. You've always had that. For some reason, PsycheSconeWild.com is having problems. We will be looking at it at Facebook. Eventually, that will all be gone. We have someone right now working out getting that website off of us, getting all of that energy gone, because those individuals have went on and done success. If you're listening to an old show, those shows have been on Blog Talk, and they will be deleted out of there. The people have saved their own shows, and they have those for their own marketing. This was a non-profit business, and the fact that we did this as a marketing to help you guys see us. We did it to get the word out there to you, and that's why this is like that. For those of you tuning in, there's a lot of individuals out there. If you want to be successful, you have to do your own intent. The thing is good is we all worked together and did our intent, and there's only blessings there with it. I really defend the fact that anyone wants to check with me, come get a hold of me. I have a really good site there where you can do it, or you can just text me or message me on psychicjethro.com, and we can discuss ways of different things to help. I don't do marketing for other individuals. That I do these kind of marketing for your books and other out. In fact, we have a really good one, and you guys probably have listened to the show years ago, remember her, but this is one we don't talk about enough, and we should talk about on our shows, is Terry J. Terry J has always been working it. She's a shaman and animal intuitive communicator. She does remote viewing and medical intuitive geology hunter, known as the baby whistler and cussing cowgirl. You guys are going to love her. Remember her? Those of you who are Psychics Gone Wild fans, she was one of the names you guys had to have to win the prize way back when she was also has done a lot of work with it. She has a new book out, The Cowgirl, Terry J. Shaman Way, 7 Steps to Develop Your Intuitive Ability, for those of you who are very interested in Terry. We want to make sure you're getting that contact, because we have other friends and other individuals. Those of you looking in, look up DC Love. Those know her. She's still doing radio shows. Phenomenal friend. I spoke with her not too long back and did some prayer work with her. So those of you who are working together, get a hold of the ones that make you happy. That's the key. We're looking at Bridget. Bridget also had went through another expansion here of not only going to her work, but also being able to get everyone there together so that they were able to handle the work that was done there in Louisiana. I want to thank you, and she said I can say her name. She's telling me here she wants to thank all of Psyche's Gone Wild and the Light Circle of Jethro's and the Alameda Angels for putting that work together. My family is now at peace. My brother is no longer on this site, but we worked together to make sure that things were able to get it to do. And we want to make sure that you're happy and able to do your work, Jethro. We give you your blessings. Come see us sometime, and we'll see you. I have a great idea for those of you who've done that. Talk to me, contact me. I am, as you guys know, pretty much the psychic on fly now instead of wheels as I was before, that if you get a hold of me, I will come. Those know I'm going to Maryland. I'm going to Florida. I'm going to be contacting those people in Virginia and definitely Arizona, Colorado, and the newest one we're adding is Georgia. And so Georgia knows about that. We're working together, and we will be doing that with you guys very soon. And I say we. You've got to give me a couple of days. If you want me to come see you, you know, work out some things, get a group together, see what you want to look. Are you looking for empowerment? Are you looking for student teaching? Are you looking to spiritually have a bunch of readings and psychic parties? I do it all. The thing is, I do it because we can't work. The excellent thing that it will also become even more stronger is that we will be able to do, you know, having in there. And I want to bless you who just sent me the money. We'll locate you this week. I feel it. I do feel this is a positive blessing. I also feel like you're also working together in such a spiritual attainment that you want to get a hold of them. Those of you who do want to talk to me, please remember, you've got to catch me on it. I had a couple of you say that the phones were odd. Don't worry, I'll get those fixed. I will get the phone fixed here for those of you calling in. We're just here today going just text me, email me. Just I can only read pictures, though, so send me a picture of yourself. I'm not looking at your hair. I'm looking at what you got to say and how your life's going. Those of you tuning in, go to pattynegri.com when you're looking for that wonderful psychic medium. Patty has done this for years. She's got a lot of work out there. You guys know she stands on her own, a beautiful person. You can also schedule an appointment with Patty if you want to call and set up some of things, maybe television work. She's done a lot of phenomenal things, very phenomenal woman and just light being. I love Patty. Everyone knows. 323-461-0640, and you'll get to talk with Patty. Those contacting him, yes, we love you. Jethro, you have done some funny things. I went through and looked on my scouting paper, and I realized you were actually at Red Feather the same time I was there for my spiritual enlightenment. I laughed to myself and even looked up. You were a lot heavier then and a very different person, but you made me laugh, and I remember your son, Ryan, in the squirrel. Do you remember me? I do remember Ryan and the squirrel, and I think you were the lady with the dark glasses and the really fun husband, and you guys were there over your health, and we talked. Ryan was there with me, and you were right. Ryan was talking to the squirrel. But what's adorable about it and what I love about it is, you know, I love that. We call it psychic spotters. And I want you to see that. When you see one of us, I want you to put it on Facebook. I want you to help promote us. Jan Drake Bakke is a phenomenal psychic. Every time you see one of her pretty pictures, one of her things up, you see when she was in L.A., and she was working or dancing or whatever beautiful thing she does, share that on Facebook. I saw a psychic spot, and you'll be put in to qualify for one of these contests. We got psychic spies all over the place. They're looking for the psychics. Remember to get a picture of Terry J. We've got her on the book. We want to see more of Terry J. and her cowboy hat and her work and her horses and her children and her grandchildren and the love there. And those of you tuning in, Sunhita Shindy, where is she? I had a reading by her over the phone, Jethro, and you vanished with her. Sunhita Shindy is on Facebook, and you can contact her and schedule that time in with her and get that time with her. She also has a website, and I'm looking as we go here, but definitely contact there. The best way, like I was telling you, is go into Google. I'm a Google man. Go into Google and type in that person's name and look it up. You will obviously either find their website, their Facebook, their contact. We're not that hard to find. We're there for you. Jahira, I did not find you, Jethro, in time, and I'm very sad because my father has had some things happen. I'm sending you this picture. Would you look with her? I will look with it, and I will experience that, and I will be able to help you. Thank you so much, and having a great day. Wondering what else you've got taken care of with it, too. All right. Thank you so much.